There's something about the Word of God. It'll change a man's life, won't it?
It'll do it.
It'll change a woman's life. It'll change a child's life. Amen.
Yeah.
I thank God for His Word. Don't you?
Amen.
Hallelujah. The book of Colossians, I've just got one verse that we're going to start with, but I want you to keep your Bibles handy. I'm going to need some readers here, and we're going to read a lot in this chapter, this same chapter here. So I want to start up here. Amen. We can go ahead and get verse 1, but verse 2 is where I'm going to preach from. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above.
Right.
Hallelujah. I want to seek them, don't you?
Yeah. Yes.
Where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Let me tell you something. You know, a lot of questions on the Godhead, a lot of questions on how many. And let me tell you something. In heaven, there's a God that sits on the throne, and His name is Jehovah.
Come on.
And right beside of Him sits His Son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. And that's from Genesis to Revelation, but I just wanted to go ahead and point that out. Praise God.
All right.
So let's get verse number 2. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Man, that's a mouthful, ain't it?
Yeah.
Set your affections on things above and not on things on the earth. Thank you for standing here tonight for the reading of the Word of the Lord. And if God would help us, I'd like to preach a little bit about the object of my affection. Amen. The object of my affection. Hallelujah. You know, man is a dreamer. We really are. We sit back and think about what things might be one day, how they can be someday. But really, God put that in our hearts, didn't He? Because animals can't really do that.
No.
Fish in the sea can't really do that. God puts a dream down inside of our heart. Amen.
All right.
Amen. And I thank God that a man is a dreamer. He's capable of nearly, I mean, just think about what man has accomplished. You know, I know it's by the help of God, but you look, we've sent men, if you believe it, some don't believe it, but we've sent men to the moon, and man has walked on the moon. That's something, ain't it?
Yeah.
Sure.
Praise God. I've seen little clips of how that they'll shoot them rockets off down there in Cape Canaveral in Florida. And I tell you, it's just amazing what man has been able to do. Praise God.
Right, sure.
We're able to develop robots now that they claim will work on an assembly line. The big talk now, and I'm not super into news, but I am a lot more than Michelle. We was talking about AI. Everybody's been talking about AI. You heard the talk about AI?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anybody know what that is?
Artificial.
Michelle didn't have a clue. Amen. And that's not trying to talk negative about her, but it's artificial intelligence. Amen.
Right.
That's the next big thing. Praise God. Man. They claim it's going to take thousands of technology jobs in the day's time. Amen. The big push for AI, and China wants to be the mess. So it's almost like the 70s when we was trying to get to outer space so we could. It was the fight to get satellites in space. So now it's the fight of who can get artificial intelligence. Amen. Yeah. That's why China flew a balloon halfway across the United States. Right. Praise God.
Right.
And the administration we have now didn't even have a clue. Praise God. They should have shut that thing down the first 5 minutes. Right. It was floating across our country.
That's
Amen.
Right.
That's
right.
Another message for another night. But it's in our heart to dream. You know, the Bible said that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, amen, but against principalities, against powers. Amen. It is a struggle between God and Satan. Amen.
Right.
There is a struggle between good and evil. There is a struggle between life and death, light and darkness. But thank God, in this hopeless and pathetic condition that man finds himself, God gives us a marvelous word. What is that word? It's the word resurrection. Amen. What does that mean? It means life from death. Praise God. The first fruits of the resurrection occurred in God's own Son, Jesus Christ. Aren't you glad that Jesus died so that you and I can live? And I understand that means a natural man. I can live, Brother Earl, because Jesus died. Amen. But not only natural, one of these days I'm going to have a home in heaven, but also the spiritual man can live because Jesus died. Hallelujah.
All right.
And the object, I'm going to go ahead and give it to you before I'm done preaching. We ought to be able to understand that Jason can die. Amen. That old natural physical carnal heart that's in Jason can die. Why? Because Jesus died. Amen. Crucified my sin on a cross so that I could be a spiritual man. Hallelujah. Thank God for that. So what happens when a man gets saved? What happens, Brother Anthony, when the God of this universe saves us from sin? Amen. What happens when that happens? Praise God. All these mics are doing good, but this one, I tell you, it's the devil. Amen. But what happens? I'm glad you asked. Praise God, because that's what I'm going to preach right here tonight. And number one, what happens when a man gets saved? I'm going to preach to you four new things that happens. The first thing happens when you get saved, you get a new aim in life. Amen. Oh, yes. When we are born again, we have a new aspirations. Amen. Old things are passed away. The book of Corinthians said, and behold, all things become new. Amen. He'll give you a new perspective on life. Amen. Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, he'll give us a new target. Amen. If ye then be risen with Christ, he said in Colossians, seek those things in my text tonight, which are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. Did you catch that? Seek those things. Amen. That's not a passive verb. Amen. But rather, that's an action verb. Amen. It involves you doing something. It involves, amen, your own will and your own ambition down inside. Seek those things which are above. Hallelujah. The life of Christ inside of us. Amen. He'll make you look at life differently, will he not?
He'll do it.
He will.
Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. I got some more notes here. And right here's where I want to take just a few moments. I don't want to take too long, but all of you, go ahead and turn to that third chapter of the book of Colossians. And Brother Tom, one verse. And starting at verse number 12, go ahead and start right there. Praise God. I usually don't do this, but I feel like it's very important. Amen.
All right.
These verses are very vital. Praise God. Go ahead and tell us what it says, Brother Tom. Verse 12.
Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long suffering.
Wow, somebody else get a Bible, get ready for verse 13. But right there is the sermon in itself.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Woo. When you get saved, he gives you a new aim in life. Did you hear what I'm preaching to you?
Yes.
Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy. When you get saved, you'll have mercy in your heart.
Right.
Thank God. You'll have kindness and humbleness of mind, meekness and long suffering. Aren't you glad that when Jesus gets inside, he changes things? Praise God. He cleans house. Who's got the next verse here? Stacy, amen.
Forbearing one another and forgiving one another.
Woo, yes.
If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye.
Yes. Wow.
Yes.
We ain't got time to precede all these verses here tonight. Did you hear that, Brother George? Forbearing one another. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God. I tell you, you might not think somebody else has a shot or they have a chance to ever do any better. But I tell you what, if God gets down in there, I tell you they can do better. Can't they? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Somebody get ready to get verse 14. And forgiving one another. Praise God. Right there's a mouthful, isn't it?
Yes.
Woo! Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. If Christ forgave you and you can't forgive, you got a problem. Maybe you didn't get it right. Amen. Maybe you didn't get it just like you ought to. Praise God. That's why I got a problem with people that has ought and hatred inside their heart for others. Amen. I know brothers and sisters that don't get along. Brothers, I'm talking natural.
Right.
Amen. Blood brothers and sisters,
right.
Brothers and brothers, sisters, and they hate each other to this day. Praise God. How can you go to heaven like that? Amen. If you can't forgive in this life and you can't love your brother who you have seen, how can you love God who you have not seen? Amen. Oh,
come on.
So So before we move on, if you got a problem with forgiving somebody, amen, in this life, let me tell you something. The odds of you missing heaven is very, very high. Praise God. Amen. Because I don't think you can go to heaven, sweet land, with hatred and bitterness in your heart, and you can't forgive. Amen.
Come on.
Right. Right. That's
right. Is this all right?
That's right.
Yeah. I hope it is, because I'm going to preach it anyway. Thank God. Preach. Oh, where was we here? Amen. Hallelujah. Forbearing one another. If any man, what verse was that?
13.
Hey, yeah, it was. Amen. If any, forgiving one another. Yeah. And if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Praise God. Don't be quarrelsome. Don't go around quarreling with everybody under the sun, but rather seek peace. Amen. Amen. Seek love. Amen. Seek the admonition of the Lord. Oh, God, help us in this day and in this hour. Amen. To quit our quarreling and quit our bitterness and quit our hatred and quit all these things. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
All right. Verse 14. Sister Mary.
And love all these things, put on charity. It's the bond
and perfectness. Above all this. Amen. Now this is, yeah. Once again, each one of these verses are sermons right here.
Yeah, they are.
Amen. If you really want to live right, and you really want to live holy, and you really want to get to heaven, and had to do all this, you're going to have some love in your heart.
Yes, Lord.
Come on.
You're going to have to, and I've prayed real hard about this. Yeah. For the last year of my life, I begged God for God to help me to love like He loves.
Yeah.
Amen. I begged God, I said, God, let me look at the situation like You look at it. Amen. If we don't watch situations in life, it's tainted by what we think. Amen. By what we feel in our heart, but we ought to look at it like God does. We ought to care, amen, and love folks like God does, amen. Thank God. The world would be a different place if we had love in our heart.
Amen.
Amen. Verse 15, and we're going to stay here for a moment.
15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be thankful.
Yeah. And let the peace of God rule in your heart. If you get rid of all these things that we've mentioned to this point, and you get love in your heart, guess what will happen? The peace of God will rule in your heart.
Yeah.
Woo! To the which also ye are called in one body, and be thankful. Brother George, you got one. We're going to work our way on back here.
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord.
Right. Now he's dealing with church. Amen.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and in hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts. Amen.
Right.
To the Lord. Praise God. We're going to get into this in just a moment here. But verse number 17, before we switch gears, who's got my next verse? Sister Lisa, give us verse 17.
And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him.
And whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do it all unto the glory of God.
All right.
Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Listen to this. The primary thrust is our life, amen, is in the body of Christ. Praise God. Amen. I want my life to be in Christ, don't you?
Yes.
Our church life, after all, depends very much on us.
Right.
Did you hear me?
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
A local church is simply a collection of believers, each one born from above, each one indwelt by the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I'm going to start preaching on that a lot more. We need to have the Holy Ghost inside of us, don't we?
Yes.
Praise God. We're a Pentecostal church. Aren't we?
Yeah.
And when you get saved, that's just the start of it. Amen. That's just the start of a relationship between you and God. When you get saved, we believe that there's another definite work of grace. Salvation is a definite work of grace. But the second, that's just the start of things. The second one is sanctification. And us as holiness churches, we preach a lot on sanctification, sin, things that'll cause the devil to come in and get in the midst. Praise God. I tell you, the third thing we need, and we need to baptize. baptism of the Holy Ghost. What is that? That's the Spirit of God. Amen. Living inside your heart from day to day. When I get up in the morning, I need the Holy Ghost down deep inside of my bosom. I need the Holy Ghost down inside of my heart so I don't sin against God. Amen. So I have power to overcome the devil. So I have power to tread on scorpions. So I have power, amen, to fight against the wiles and the fiery darts of Satan. Amen. I need the Holy Ghost. How about you, church? I said, I need the Holy Ghost every single day. Amen. If you got the Spirit of God, Paul said, walk in the Spirit that you might not fulfill the lust of the flesh. If you walk in the Spirit, if you get up in the morning, Brother George told me, and I felt so good while he was telling me. He said, I got up this morning, had a good spiritual morning. Every one of us ought to do that. We ought to have a time of prayer. We ought to have a time of reading the Word of God. We ought to get the Spirit of God in our house. We ought to get the Spirit of God in our heart. And if we walk in the Spirit, amen, it's a lot less likely at the end that we'll fall into sin when we got the Holy Ghost leading us.
That's right.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
Are you feeling all right about this?
Amen. Oh, yes. Bless him, Lord.
All right, let's go on here. Yeah. Praise God. Amen. So the local church is really, amen, a bunch of folks gathered together for a spiritual experience. Amen. That's why I come tonight. I like to see you, Brother Earl. I like to see you, Brother Anthony. I call everyone you know. I really do. Yeah. Amen. We got a few out tonight. Sister Dottie already told me she's going to that women's retreat. I think some of them are supposed to be going to Florida on vacation. Amen. So we got some out tonight. Praise God. And we all affect that. We all feel that when folks aren't here. Amen. But be honest with you, I didn't really come to see you. Amen. I'm glad to see our visitor back here, Ron Rose. Amen. Come to visit us on Thursday night. That means a lot to me. Praise God. But let me tell you something. The most important reason why I come here tonight is to have a spiritual experience with God. Amen. Come to this place for my heart and my spirit to touch God's spirit. And when I leave this place, I can say I'm a better man because I've been in the presence of God. Amen. Hey, that song got to singing. The Holy Ghost got to moving. And I had a spiritual experience. Amen. I hope some of you can leave and say, while I was sitting in that pew, the Word of God smote my heart and it did something to me. And I left with a spiritual experience with God. That's what church is. We need spiritual people to come to a spiritual place to have a spiritual experience one with another. This is a spiritual house. And in order to get the Spirit of God moving, we got to be spiritual.
Yes.
Is that all right?
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. All right, so if the people who make up a given local church are mostly carnal, are mostly worldly, are mostly quarrelsome, are selfish and critical and unforgiving, that is what that local church will be like.
Right.
Amen. Here and there may be found a different kind of believer, but that church itself will reflect the lack of spirituality of its members. Amen. When somebody leaves, and I'm still dealing with this right now, when somebody leaves a church and they walk out them doors and they say it wasn't a spiritual encounter, amen, on the contrary, it was quite the opposite. Hey, let me tell you something. A church is a place that we come to get uplifted. Some of you worked hard today. I worked hard today. These boys, they thought they was going to ride a mower, but they had to push a mower. It's a bad day. That Brother Kevin them called me and said, that mower quit working. They said it won't move an inch. I said, it's your hydro belt. Your mine did that before. That's how I knew it. I had to push it too. Amen. But you know what? Some of you came tired. Some of you maybe have a headache. But the George didn't feel good all day. He drove 45 minutes to Huntington, West Virginia to come to church. He didn't come for a non-spiritual experience. He didn't come because somebody's in a bad mood, sitting like a dead weight on a sermon. He didn't come for that. We came for a spiritual experience. We came to get in one mind and in one accord. Amen. That's why we came to this house. And in order to have a spiritual experience, bothers me when somebody comes to church and they say, hey, look at so-and-so. They don't never shout. When's the last time you shouted? Look at so-and-so. They don't never do nothing. What bothers me is you can talk about them never shouting. You can talk about them never doing nothing. And you're dry as last year's cracker juice. Oh, God. We need spiritual people to have a spiritual encounter with God. All right. But the church itself will reflect the spiritual mentality or lack thereof of the members that consist of that church.
Come on.
That's right.
Yes, yes.
If the people who make up a given church, amen. Glory to God, I lost my place. I'm going to have to get glasses. I know I've said that for 5 years. I got a pair, but I tell you, I have a hard time with them. Amen. But if, on the other hand, a local church is compromised of members who are godly, of members who are consecrated, of members who are self-sacrificing, of members who are loving and praying and soul-winning, amen, and missionary-minded, that is what that church will be like. When you walk in that place, you won't feel heaviness in the house. When you walk in that place, you won't feel quarrelsome in the midst. When you walk in that place, you won't feel somebody bulled up in there, amen, puffed up like a, you won't feel that. If the spiritual people at that spiritual assembly would come to church and say, I've been praying, I've been seeking God, I've been living right, I've been searching my heart, and I came to have church, I came to have an encounter with God, it'll not only change your life, it'll change everybody's life in that house. They'll say, did you see that one? They was having an experience with God.
That's right.
It might include some carnal believers. It might include some babes in Christ, but the church as a whole will radiate the love of Christ. Wow. And on any given service, if it's a service like tonight, where we're not even maybe a little better than half crowded, even here, amen. Oh, it's not really a matter of the number that we have, amen, as it is a matter of the number that you have wanting to be there and wanting to have church and want to have a spiritual experience. Great God, when we come in this house, we should be primed. Amen. I didn't know a whole lot about it. We had an old well when I was growing up. But my buddy Thomas, we'd go up to his old hunting camp, Brother George, and they had an old well. And some of you old timers remember this. We had to go down to the creek and get some water, Brother Tommy, and pour in that thing. And you had to pump that handle. And you had to pump that handle. And you had to pump that handle. Until finally, you know what that's called? That's called priming the well. Priming the pump.
Yeah.
Until before you know it, water come gushing out. Hey, I tell you, our problem around here, we're coming to church and starting to prime. Well, we wait till we come to church before we pray. We wait till we come to church before we try to put on a spiritual face. Well, where do I do the pumping at? Where do I do the priming at? You do it in your house. Your prayer closet. You do it in your house early in the morning, and you get an encounter with God. And when we come to church, we ain't priming the pump. We're shouting. We're praising. We're glorifying God when we come into His house. Hey, I tell you, amen. We got it wrong. Do the priming at the house, and when you get to church, you'll be ready to do the praising.
Thank you.
All right. Yes, Lord. Woo! Yes. Lord, help me here. I really want to help these folks. I beg God back there.
Come on.
She said, God, I just want to help somebody.
Come on.
Oh, God. I just want to help somebody. I want them to leave this place and say, God, let me be different. Let me be different. Oh, Paul would have asked us, amen, as we go in and out of the church, amongst our brothers and amongst our sisters, are you wearing your best clothes And I don't mean do you got Tommy Hilfiger on. I don't mean do you have Stafford on. But do you have your best clothes on? Do you got your best attitude? Do you got your best prayer some self? Do you got your best you that you can bring? Amen. We ought not come to God's house with nothing but the best. Hey, when we come to the house of God, we are to come saying, God, I'm ready to praise. I'm ready to worship. I want to help somebody else.
Thank you, Lord. Lord.
What kind of church would the local church be if everybody attended as faithful as me?
Bless him.
Buckle up.
Come on.
What kind of church would the local church be if everybody was like me?
Bless him.
Could they pay their bills? Could they support the pastor? Could they support the, amen, ministries of the church? And that, amen, every aspect that the church is trying to do, if everybody was like me, amen, oh, would the church be growing or would it be declining if the church, amen, was winning souls like me?
Oh,
thank God. Oh, what kind of church would the church be if everybody was like me? Ask yourself that question. Amen. Don't point the finger. That's a terrible thing to say when you can look at somebody else and say, they don't never do nothing. They don't never get in. Amen. They don't never move. You need to quit worrying about them and worry about me. God, why don't you shout me? Yeah. Anthony, you can shout. If there ain't nobody in the house, shout. Nobody else has to shout, amen. God, let me be full of the Holy Ghost. Let me be full of the Spirit of God. I ain't so much worried about everybody else. I need to worry about me.
Amen.
Oh my.
We have a better church.
Yes, Lord.
Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
You're right.
Woo! Yeah.
Thank you.
Amen. What if everybody prayed as much as you prayed? Would we have a spiritual service?
Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
What if everybody read the Word of God like you? Would we have a spiritual service?
Bless him, Lord.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on, brother.
Yeah.
Bless him, Lord.
Woo.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Come on.
Amen. Let's move on here. You may be thinking, my, what a lofty goal for living. Who could ever live up to such standards? Only one person could live up to some such standards, and his name is Jesus.
That's right.
And the Bible said that when you become a new creature in him, he lives in you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm about to feel like shouting all by myself. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why Paul told us, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Make them your goal.
All right.
Your new guest, amen, as a Christian is for righteousness, holiness, patience, devotion, consecration, love, sacrifice to God. Amen. When I get born again, and I get Jesus living in me, I get a brand new aim.
Yes. All right.
You're right.
Yeah.
Second, you ready for number two? Don't worry. Two, three, and four is not as long as one. So. All right. Not only do you get a new aim, you get a brand new heart.
There you
when
go.
Jesus right. moves in.
Come on.
Yeah. Amen.
Without a new heart, our new aim would be impossible.
Yes, in Lord.
Sure.
Amen. Let me reemphasize here to you that being born again means the saving life of Christ has been divinely placed within you. That's what being saved is.
Right.
Praise God. I was over there the other night. I don't think it was last night. It might have been the night before. My neighbor Bob, he's a Baptist preacher. He's a great guy. And he told me, said, he asked me how I've been doing. And he was really sincere. He said, Jason, I've been praying for you. He said, and when I tell you that, I don't want you to take that lightly. He said, I mean, I've been praying for you. That's what he told me. I patted him on the back. I said, thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. Amen. But we got to talking. And I know this. I grew up Pentecostal. I've been in Pentecostal church all my life. So I don't always know how other than I know some churches don't believe in laying hands and anointing with oil. You know, I didn't know if they believed all that or not. So, sometimes you just kind of tread lightly because you don't want to make somebody mad or offend them. So he told me, he said, you know what? He said, I grew up in a rough house. He said, my dad drank. He said, and you know what? All my brothers and sisters to this day drink. Bob's been very successful, has made a lot of money. He said, I put 2 or 3 of my siblings through dry out centers and stuff. He said, it's been terrible. He said, all about all my brothers and sisters, they're almost everyone no good. Amen. But he said, you know what happened to me? He said, I'd have been no good. But he said, I got saved. Woo! That'll make a Baptist want to shout, won't it? He said, I got saved. Amen. And he said this. There's difference between being saved and being saved. He said, I've got Jesus living in my heart. He said, that's why I don't do dope. That's why I didn't drink. That's why I didn't go away in my family. I really got born again. You know what he was saying? I got a brand new heart. Amen. My family's on dope. They're on the bottle. They didn't get a new heart. I've got a new heart.
I'm glad you got a new heart.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
That new heart we are given becomes our powerful supply to live and serve Christ. Our old humanistic self-serving hearts become the life support system that we so desperately need. Now the heart, while this is a blood pumping machine in our chest, is also the object of romance and affection. We say to our sweetheart, I love you with all of my heart.
Right.
Woo, amen. Amen. The heart, thank God, amen, is what holds the human feelings. So Paul told believers, set your affection on things above. Put your heart in heaven and not on earth.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank God you love with your heart. You think with your head. And we love with our heart. Amen. I tell you, my heart's been broke. You ever had a broken heart?
Sure.
Amen. Unless you've ever had a broken heart, you don't understand, because it literally feels like your heart's broke.
Yeah.
You got heaviness that you feel inside your heart. Amen. But thank God, he gave me a brand new heart. Thank God, he gave me a new heart in order to live for God.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Yes, he did.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
It causes mankind to set their affection on things above. That's why I don't like this prosperity doctrine.
No.
Right.
You know what a prosperity doctrine teaches, Brother Anthony? These preachers have said, if you live for God, you can have the biggest house, the biggest car. You can do this, this, and this. I tell you why it ain't a God, because the Bible doesn't back that up, because the Bible said, set your affections on things above.
That's right.
Yep.
Now, let me tell you something. God's not in the business of building big, big, brand new homes. And I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with that, but if that's all your heart's on, that's not of God.
Right.
Amen. I know, because prosperity is all earthly based.
Yeah.
And God is heavenly based.
Yeah.
So if a preacher preaches you something that's all based on earth, amen, homes is based on earth, automobiles is based on earth,
yeah,
toys and gadgets and vacation, that's all based on earth.
Yeah.
Is there anything wrong with that? No, not if it's done right. But if you live your life all based on what I can have on earth, you're living for the wrong thing.
That's right. Come on, man.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Jesus.
Bless you, Lord.
Because the Bible said everything in this earth will pass away one day.
Right.
Sure will.
Right.
Brother Tommy, you got a nice place up there.
Yep.
Well, one of these days, probably not in your lifetime.
Yeah.
But one of these days, 50 years, if time stands, I don't think time's going to stand 50 years.
No.
But let's say God held back, he's coming 50 to 100 years. Somebody's going to drive by there and say, look at that old rundown place.
Sure.
Yep.
It'll be run down, old, wore out.
Right.
Yes, Lord.
But here's the thing. A lot of people set their affection on things on the earth.
Yeah.
And they miss.
Yeah. They miss heaven.
Set your affection.
Praise God.
On heaven.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord.
Want to raise your hand and think about that. Want to raise your hand and think about that just a moment. Lord, help me to reset your way and put the GPS system in my heart. God, I've been focusing on the wrong areas.
Thank you, Lord.
God, I've been looking to the wrong places.
Yes.
Help me, God, to set my affections on things above. Oh, God. Hey, man, I got to move on here. Thirdly, he don't only give you a new aim, a new heart. He'll give you a new life.
Yes, he will.
Listen to me. Colossians 3:3. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Let me tell you something. When you get saved, you get a new life.
That's right, man.
Woo!
Yes.
Let me tell you just a few minutes about a fellow I read about, Artie Parks. Amen. Artie Parks was sent to prison for 25 years for armed robbery. Amen. Artie Parks took a .44 Magnum and he held it between the eyes of a fella and he pulled the trigger. He was robbing him and this guy come out and caught him in the act. Amen. Held a .44 Magnum, Artie did, between this guy's head and pulled the trigger and the gun misfired and it didn't go off and this fella lived. But you know what? He got so mad he took the butt of that gun and come down and hit that guy across the head and crushed his skull and he ended up in the hospital. He ended up with brain surgery. He ended up in bad shape. Amen. Artie went to court, got sentenced 25 years for armed robbery. But did you know that fellow was a Christian? Amen. That fellow got through brain surgery and got through rehab and he started going to that hospital and he started witnessing to the guy that made him have a brain surgery. Amen. And Artie want him to the Lord. Praise God. Let me tell you something. That would take a Christian to do that. I said that would take a Christian. But Artie got saved. And God worked things out for Artie. And Artie got out of jail. And guess who? Amen. Drove him home from jail. The guy that he robbed. The guy that he crushed his skull. Guess who? Where Artie lived. He lived in that man's home for a number of extended period of time. Until Artie could get himself settled back in the real world. But guess what? Artie got saved. Amen. I said Artie got saved. And Artie got called to preach. Hey! And he started preaching the gospel. What happened, Artie? I tell you what happened. He got a new life. I said he got a new life. When God gets in your heart, he not only changes your heart, he gives you a brand new life.
Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Jesus is not only in the reforming business. When you come to him for salvation, he takes your life. The old man's passed away, and behold, all things, but and gives you a brand new one.
Yes.
Thank God.
Well, Tommy ain't that. Whatever, I don't even want to bring up. He ain't that man he used to be.
Oh.
He ain't that man that does the things he done in his past. Brother Tom ain't that man he done the things in his past. Brother Kevin's told me he's not that man he
that
used
man.
To do. Anthony, he ain't that man that all the things that. What happened? I tell you what happened. He got a brand new life. Anybody in this house believe God can give you a new life? You don't need to turn over a new leaf. You need a new life. I said a new leaf ain't gonna do it. Amen. You need a brand new life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Have your way.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way, Lord.
Jesus.
Help me, Lord.
Holy God.
I'm no doubt speaking to someone here today.
Thank you, Lord.
Have you the way, my dear?
You've lived a terrible life.
Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Maybe somebody in this house looks back over your life and you say it's been a series of wasted years.
Blessed Lord.
You gonna give up any hope? Amen. You gonna give up on any kind of hope in your life? You say, I can never be better. I can never be better. Be honest with you, I'm gonna agree with that.
Come on.
You may never be better. But you can be brand new.
All right.
Did you hear me? You may never be better, but you can be brand new. I said you can be brand new. I feel the heaven's Holy Ghost on me right now. But you say, Jesus will take that old beaten up life. Amen. Thank God. Hey, you take an old car, Brother Edgar, likes old cars. Carson got that 49 Chevy. Amen. Let me tell you something, it's old. You can sink a lot of money in it and fix it up, but it's still be an old truck. But let me tell you, there's only one I know that can come in and take an old black heart and wash it in red blood and make it white as snow. You don't need to be better. You need to be brand new. Lastly, I'm going to preach.
Brandon.
He gives us a new hope.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What a tremendous word. And once Christ becomes the object of our affection, hope is going to surge back through your veins again.
Amen.
There's something about hope, Brother George,
right,
that'll make a soldier get up when he thought he didn't have nothing else left. And so they said, we got reinforcements coming in. Man, they get up. Man, I got hope.
Yeah.
We can come out of this after all. There's something about hope.
Yes.
Amen. I said he gives you, when he comes in, he gives you new hope. Amen. Look at verse 4. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. I said he gives us hope. Amen. This world is not all there is. If in this life only we had hope, we would be of all men most miserable. I'm glad this ain't the only place I have hope. Let me tell you something, church. There's a better land. There's a place, Brother Anthony, called Beulah. Isn't it worth living right? Isn't it worth giving your heart and your life to Christ? Amen. I've got hope of a better place. If I die tonight with a heart attack, don't cry and weep over me. I've got hope of a better place.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you. Aren't you glad you have hope?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chief.
The girls didn't know what I was preaching. Get ready, Ryan. Sing that song again. Aren't you glad he can take what's broken?
That's right.
And make it like
that's
new.
Right. Amen, bro.
Rut your soul. Amen, but your soul. Hallelujah. It will last. Our souls will last forever.
Yes.
We are eternal beings.
Yes, we are.
Right, brother.
I forget what every night about them boys, they got deep questions, man, deep questions. And they've asked, our Hudson was asking me the other night about I think he said something, somebody's dog or something had died. And he wanted to ask if they's going to be in heaven. Stay with me in this house.
Thank you, Jesus.
I got hope of heaven, church.
Yes.
Amen.
We don't have to just go be buried and be absorbed into the ground, but one of these days we're going to live again. Shall we live again?
Hallelujah. You want to live again?
Hallelujah. Right, here's where I want to start tonight. Just give me a soft tune, bro.
Praise you, Lord.
Praise you.
Right, here's where I want to start tonight. I want to ask you, do you need the Lord to help you take something that's broken and make it like new?
Jesus.
Do you need the Lord to help you here tonight and give you a new aim, a new heart?
Yes, Lord, yes.
He can do it tonight, can't he?
Thank you.
Hey, church, let's pray right here. Pray for your pastor right here tonight. Lord, I feel like there's a heavy heart in this house. Thank you for one right here. Brother Anthony's already in this. And we're getting ready to pray for you, Brother Anthony. As soon as I get this altar call, I'm going to be right here praying for you.
Thank you.
God, there's heavy heart or hearts in this place. And I think they can get it made brand new right here in this altar.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Pray, church, pray. I need heaven moving, pulling right here.
Jesus.
Is there one you say, Brother Jackson, when I leave this house tonight, I want to be new. I don't want to be better. I want to be new.
Praise you, Lord.
I feel like you can be new. I feel like you can leave this place. Not that same old one that keeps giving you trouble. That same old one you can't keep in line. That same old one that you look in the mirror every day and say, I can't stand you. You can leave different.
Yes.
You can leave brand new. Touch, move, God in this place. Do you want to be new? Do you want to lead new? You don't have to have an overhaul. You don't have to get a new motor. You can leave brand. You can leave an old man passed away, and behold, all things are new here tonight. Is that the way you want to leave? Is that the way you want to leave?
Yes,
come on, come on. You're just a few short steps. There ought to be way more than Brother Anthony up there in this altar. Come on, sir. Start filling these altars up. You want to be new tonight? You want to get a new perspective in life? You want to get a new heart? You want to have a new aim? Amen. You want to have a new hope? You can have it here tonight. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Fill these altars. Fill these altars right here tonight. God, help us, Lord, to get a brand new perspective on things right here tonight.
Lord, help me to bless you.